This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, here we go. It's 8 past 12. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, News Talk 830, WCCO. Just come over here and look at the carpet for a second, Dave. It looks even worse than normal today. What? Yeah, you got to pop the music down. Understand.
A lot going on
so
here, you know.
So the carpet, if I honestly had to guess, 1995. I don't know. Do you see the tear, though, right here?
It's got a nice hole in it.
It's
a really nice. I've got the plastic covering over here, so you can't really see the hole. But I think we're just about down to the plywood.
We still have this bench in here. This is from my father when it helped him to kind of boost him where he would sit down. I hope if we ever get rid of this, please give this to me. But, and I know we cleaned in here too, right?
Didn't we? As I know.
This has to be a biohazard in here.
Should we invite RFK to swim in it?
How about that? RFK Jr. and the family is swimming in D.C. in a place that's been declared this awful safety hazard. Why is he swimming in there? Why? What point is he proving? He wants to get another worm in his brain or something?
Yeah, maybe he's saying, look, I've had it all anyway. It's fine now.
How much money would someone have to pay either one of us to lay down on this carpet for 10 minutes?
I'll do it for $5.
Okay. Then you're going to be, I'm not going to pay you that.
Do I have to lay exactly where you're standing,
right,
or can I pick anywhere in the room?
No, right here where this hole is.
All right, $12.
Oh, my God. Seriously. What are we doing? I might pay for the carpet just for my own safety and caring for people in this building. Oh, man. Odyssey. How about just some carpet?
Hey,
carpet out here. Why can't we get carpet in here?
If you're worrying about carpet here, you know, I've got a couple rooms in my house we could redo. You want to spring for that too while we're at it?
I'm not the carpet guy. I'm not like just wandering around.
No, I was thinking hardwood floor.
I'm not wandering around saying, what color? I'm thinking about, you know, the fungus that may be developing, because I am doing my coffee 90% of the time here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's inspired me to coffee even more. So, geez, when I look around me, I wonder why.
No, keep your shoes on and burn them when you leave the place.
Joe Biden, do we care? Joe Biden, do we care? We've already had multiple books come out and tell us the obvious, that an individual who wanted to be president pretty much his entire life, pursued it in 87 for the 88 election, was having success, and guess what? Plagiarism. Pursued it for sure 2008. Well, didn't he do it in 2000 also, I think? 2008, complete non-factor. with Barack Obama emerging over the heavily favored Hillary Clinton. Clearly wanted to do it in 2016. He's the vice president of, at the time, a reasonably popular president. And Barack Obama says, it's Hillary Clinton's time. Finally wins, aided greatly by the pandemic. I believe 99% if the pandemic doesn't happen, Donald Trump wins that election. And when he finally gets it, the painful aging process is on display. And you can determine when it really kicked in. If we would have had a traditional, there's your first cough of the show. First cough of the day, too, right when I get in here. You can wonder if we would have had a more traditional campaign in 2020 where he's traveling city to city, what that would have exposed. Because he paid attention to guidelines, COVID guidelines, and we can debate some of those COVID guidelines right now. Whereas the President of the United States, he was telling us it was magically was going to disappear, disinfectant, light. So by the time he was on the campaign trail, he was just doing whatever he wanted. And then, my God, the young man almost died when he had COVID. But then at some point, it became clear that he's not the same person. And this show called it very early. This show had the first Democrat member of Congress anywhere acknowledge that Joe Biden shouldn't run. That's Dean Phillips. Dean Phillips, by the way, in studio with us Friday, 2 o'clock hour. And now we have a lot of information coming out. We've already had good books before. But Alex Thompson is a very well-respected reporter. Jake Tapper is very well-known and a damn good journalist from CNN. And their book is about to come out Tuesday. I am going to ask Major to see if he could help us get Tapper on and see if we can get him. Be good. Or you know what? Alex Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. Either one. So here is Jake Tapper answering a question this morning when he's on his own network about Joe Biden and the word that is true, the amount of lying that was taking place covering up for Joe Biden.
You have an entire White House press corps, though, following him around. And I'm just curious as to whether or not this kind of trying to hide what was happening with the president at the time had an impact on the press corps. Like, why didn't we hear some of these details from what they actually saw and were dealing with trying to get information?
Well, Alex Thompson and I were on the case, as were lots of other reporters, trying to figure out what was going on behind the scenes. But the bottom line is the White House was lying, not only to the press, not only to the public, but they were lying to members of their own cabinet. They were lying to White House staffers. They were lying to Democratic members of Congress, to donors, about how bad things had gotten. And in fact, Alex and I started writing this book after the election of 2024. And we spoke with more than 200 people, most of whom, almost all of whom, were Democrats, and almost all of whom wouldn't be honest with us or wouldn't be candid with us until after the election. And then after the election, we found out all of these things that, when you looked at what was going on with President Biden at the time, it probably doesn't surprise you the extent to which he was deteriorating. But now we have anecdotes and facts about what was really going on behind the scenes with details that Democrats wouldn't share with us until after Election Day.
They were lying. They were just lying. Now, on background or off the record, they tell the truth. Now, I don't want to hear that the entire media was lying or all Democrats were lying, because that's too much of a generalizing. But a high percentage of Democrats were absolutely sticking their head in the sand, looking the other way, or looking you right in the eye and lying about Joe Biden.
Dean Phillips, who you mentioned just a few minutes ago, told us the exact same thing. He would speak with fellow congressmen, congresswomen, Democrats, who would say to him,
Senators too?
Yes, personally, this guy's, it's too late. You know, Joe Biden can't do this job anymore. But he would beg them to say it publicly, beg them to run. And No.
Dean has way more contacts than me. But I can tell you multiple Democrats in this state who would talk to me in background, who would say, absolutely, and then would say different things publicly. Were there media members who didn't tell the truth? Hell yeah. There were. And Major's been eloquent on the difficulty of this, especially for more of a traditional journalist. It's a lot easier for the opinion makers to offer that. And this was just ideology over country. This was, I'm so frightened by Donald Trump that I'm going to lie about Joe Biden. And there's plenty of responsibility on Joe himself, but there's more on Jill Biden than others because he just wasn't aware. Story today coming out of the book that George Clooney is hosting this enormous fundraiser. Not George Johnson from Dubuque, Iowa. George bleepin' Clooney, who's known Biden for a long time. And then he's George Clooney. And they're going to the fundraiser in L.A. to raise ungodly sums of money with Obama there, Clooney there, Julia Roberts there. Joe Biden doesn't even recognize George Clooney. There's talk in the book of he was falling so much that get past the election and maybe it's time for a wheelchair. The question is, it's now May 13th, and we're well into news where every single day Donald Trump offers up 5 to 10 items where either you love them, you hate them, you're elated by them, you're blown away by them, and more of our time absolutely should be on what's going on now and what's going on in the future. But when you continue to find out that we had a president of this country, who knows, maybe the entire time, wasn't capable of the most important job on the planet, I still care a lot. And I think names should be identified who put our country, I don't want to say completely in jeopardy, but in the neighborhood. Dave, if there's a crisis that would happen, there's a 9/11. Joe Biden, would he have been capable of that? Or would it just be up to the vice president? Would it be up to the generals? Would it be up to the cabinet? Did this play a part in other parts of the administration, which wasn't as strong? They were hiding him forever. I think it does matter. I still care. Do you still care?
I do care because it shows everybody who was involved in hiding it, starting with, you know, chief of staff. Go on down. You know, Tapper said they lied to the cabinet. Well, no. They may have lied to the cabinet, but the cabinet could see it with their own eyes, too.
Saw it. Now, there's some reporting, too, suggesting they were hiding them from the cabinet, too.
Well,
but when the cabinet was around, you're exactly right.
They had to have known. It's impossible not to have known. And I go down the list. I think you have a group of people that showed where their priorities lie. And, you know.
Themselves.
Yes, themselves.
And
their
the party.
Their ideology. Whatever it is. All of it above what should be the most important thing in that job. America.
Competency. The ability to do the job, and by the way, come out like Dean Phillips did midway through 2022 and say, he can't do it. Thank you. By the way, if he can't run, he can't be president. It's both. At that point, if you're saying it that far ahead,
allow Harris to run, allow Wes Moore to run, or Josh Shapiro, or Bernie Sanders, Dave Harrigan, whoever. They have a better chance. If they beat Trump, who knows what direction the country, and they had to separate themselves from Biden, whether you think his policies were undervalued or they were awful. The polling was incredibly negative on immigration and the economy, and that's how Donald Trump won all seven swing states. And Harris wouldn't separate, and Harris is just not a good campaigner. She's just not. And Barack Obama knew that. Barack Obama didn't want to anoint Kamala Harris. Come on. What does that tell you? 22 past 12, ask Adam anything in 15. Do you still care? Because I 1,000% believe you should care. Just a minor little point. Was the president capable of the job at any point? And how bad did it get? And who's accountable? And what peril were we potentially at? 651-461-9226. I'm going to speak to a parent right now who has a 12-year-old, a 15-year-old, an 18-year-old, and they're active, they participate in sports, and they want to reach whatever level of enjoyment they can. And maybe they're very good, maybe they're just okay, but they just enjoy it. You know what helps? Flexibility, range of motion, feeling good about your body. My place, StretchLab.com, will work with all kids. They will work with the parents who show up, who might be laying around too much, sitting in chairs too much, or they might be running all the time. They might be playing tennis. They might be golfing, and they want to feel better. Maybe it's the grandparents in their 70s and 80s. Notice how I'm about to turn 60. I'm just going to turn all grandparents into 70s and 80s. Not going to include myself.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. That's where we're going here. Stretch Lab will help you out. 11 locations. Half off your first visit. Train specialists. Run a little faster. Hit the golf ball a little further. Be a little quicker playing pickleball. Or everyday life feel better. 11 locations, trained specialists. I've been going since 19. StretchLab.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What do we have, Dave?
Farm Aid coming to Minneapolis.
Yeah?
So we've got a little Willie, a little Dave Matthews, a nice Rateliff, Mellencamp. We've got a bunch of the acts here.
Big names.
Yeah.
Although I think we played a soundbite earlier. In fact, I know we did, where somebody's talking about the intimate setting. Huntington Bank has many things. It's not intimate.
Well, yeah, you're right. I can't even.
Okay. Thank you. among the texts, do you care about the books out now, maybe the definitive book showing that Joe Biden was incapable of the job, and we knew this for a long time. They all knew Biden was in decline, media, including Tapper, others. Now Tapper's going to capitalize on it. Some people just will automatically say anybody on CNN is just a liberal and whatever it might be. I think Tapper's a very good reporter. I think he's a good anchor. Moderator, how was to the Republicans? I think Tapper was complicit all along. How was he during that debate, where Joe Biden was embarrassed? He was fine. He was direct. He was asking questions. Has Jake Tapper criticized Donald Trump a lot? Yeah, I think there's ample material. It's and you don't have to agree, by the way. You're all allowed to disagree with any of my comments because I got folks. Another Biden bashing show. First of all, it's going to be two segments. We've hardly talked about him for months. Now he's back in the news, and there's a big book about him. And this is a show where we talk politics, and he was the president of the United States.
And he's back in the news with Democrats saying, oh, come on, Joe.
Yeah.
Stop it. Go away. You're killing us.
Percentage of Democrats who want Joe Biden back in the news. Ballpark.
It's 0.5%?
Zero.
Well, it can't be zero. Joe wants himself back in the news.
Okay, 0.1. It's funny that people who say Biden was not fit for the job believe that Trump was fit for the job. I've said all along, I don't think Donald Trump is capable of the job. Because it's all about him. It's selfish. It's bullying. It's every day he wakes up. How does this benefit me? Having Trump Biden the second time was a joke. That's why we need multiple other options. Making this comment to a friend last night, 2012, not that long ago, we had Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. Two highly qualified, decent individuals of character. Obama turned Romney into too much of a cartoon character, by the way. He's not. But think about the options. For me, I could vote for either one. Not a problem at all. Biden and Trump? Okay. No, thank you. Let's see. What were the statistical odds that one of the other candidates was going to win all the seven swing states? Minuscule. They didn't have to win all the seven swing states, though. They win four. And the right ones, they win the election. So Trump would still be the favorite, no doubt. But if you're comparing Josh Shapiro and Wes Moore to Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, you're not paying attention. The American people could see that Joe Biden was gone. Why blame the administration now? Anyone with common sense could tell Joe Biden was losing his mind. Because his administration and many Democrats were telling us, oh, my God, you should see him behind the scenes. And let's also admit, some of the folks who are ripping Biden and saying he lost his mind, they just don't agree with him. Right? Mm-hmm. It could be he could have been as sharp as he was 20 years before. And because they just don't like him, that's like a couple texts are mad at me about bringing the Biden thing. They're mad because they're Democrats. You know, I'd rather have somebody who's just willing and honest, who's either a centrist or right and left. And when their candidate does something that's wrong, call it out. Like plenty of people on the right are calling out Trump for the bribe from the Qatari government. Bravo. Good. You still get to agree with them 80-90%, but at times, call them out. It shouldn't be that difficult. Adam Robert Carter and Ask Adam Anything is coming up now. Let's get those texts going. Let's get some calls going. 651-461-9226.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I have many items written down for asks. I prefer if we don't use a single one, and we rely on the audience. 651-461-9226. Adam, are you still into Love Boat reruns with your bride?
Have not been in a while.
What happened?
I know. I think I committed at one point to saying, you know what? Let's watch it all. But back then, those seasons, there's like 30 episodes a season, and they're each one is an hour.
Yeah. Well, they're not really an hour because commercial.
Yeah, no. But it's always available in case I watching the four seasons right now.
Okay, that's on my list. Mm-hmm. Are you watching the John Hamm?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give that 7.5. I'm enjoying it. I'm not loving it. We talked about a little bit of off air. That's right. Like. All of a sudden, John Hamm becomes the greatest mastermind criminal ever and can break into any house.
Well, it helps when they're not locked and have no cameras or security systems.
Zero cameras. Like, and these houses are 30,000 square feet. They're worth $20 million, and they have belongings, honestly, worth another $30 million. But John Hamm just can be at a party and can sneak over there.
Yeah.
But he's John Hamm, so I kind of like
him.
You know? Gene has called in. Gene.
Mean Gene?
Mean Gene Okerlund. Very, very funny. Gene, go ahead.
Adam, you are a huge hockey fan. So am I. Do you think?
I don't know if he's a huge hockey fan anymore.
He tries to play.
Yeah. Well, it's,
I kind of have gone to the dark side. I'm more of a basketball guy now, but I still follow the game.
Yeah.
I played the game at a high level.
Do you think Kirill will re-sign with the Wild?
Oh, there we go. Big question. Yeah. I mean, that will set the franchise back about 400 years if he doesn't.
Yes, I do. I believe he'll stick around.
Gene, how about you?
I don't. I have a bet going on with my husband. I don't think he will. I think he's going to leave. But we'll see.
Thank you, Gene. Appreciate it. It would be an enormous risk because, just to remind folks, he's a restricted free agent. They can give him 8 years. The other teams can only give him 7. They can give him more money.
Mm-hmm.
The teams can't give as much money. The question is, and Leopold said at the start of the year, have the Wild proved to Kirill that they can win at a high level?
Right.
As of now, I think the answer is no.
I agree 100%. And how much of the just wait until we're free of these contracts, we can sign some big free agents, is that playing with it? Boy, that would be crushing if he just said, eh.
Well,
I'm out.
I think they have to show by maybe even blowing us away, like one of the top guys.
Yep.
You know, Bennett, Marner, you know, the guys that a lot of people think are signing back with their own teams or going somewhere else. if they do that, I do hear from people who know him. I don't know him at all. But I know a couple of people who know him very well, that he does really like living here, that he's comfortable here. He lives right down here, right downtown. But he's 27. Like, you know, he's not a kid.
I know.
You know, and yes, that series was competitive. But I think Guerin has to strike gold. It's by far the biggest offseason as a general manager he's ever had. Mm-hmm. Because let's say either lands another star or he lands, like a Nelson Besser combo. You know, they're good players. I just wish we didn't have to locate the Minnesotans, okay? I mean, here we go again. I think the Woogers, the ghost of the Wooger is still running this team.
Right.
Or two other good players who, you know, don't know where Litchfield is.
Yeah.
Okay? I think he's in his rightful place to wait and say, you need more talent on this team. You know?
Is this Wild fan line or what are we doing here?
Yeah. I think it is. Adam, when a well-known orthopedic center has an elder woman playing pickleball on their billboard, should we just ban the sport?
I've not been bitten by the pickleball.
You
bugger.
Mocked pickleball last year.
I did.
Have you stopped the mocking? Or
I've backed off the mocking because we have friends who are encouraging us to go play at some point. And I might fall in love with pickleball.
You might.
I hate to be like the total fraud, which I continue to be on a day-to-day basis.
Okay, it's not really. It's a short drive. Okay. I did.
Short drive to Fraud Town, USA.
Exactly. Maybe you need to work that in the open. I'm sorry. Stay out of my lane.
Yeah.
Stay. I mean, look at the look. You know, Fraud Town, USA. I just thought might suggest that. I did see somehow on the TikTok again. A reminder that our phones are listening to us.
Yes.
All of the time. And we were talking, I don't remember if it was on or off air, somewhere in the last couple of weeks, about you and going to the Rosemount Lifetime and how nice it is. On my TikTok is a video of the Rosemount Lifetime.
Wow. Was I in it?
There was some
clanging
guy hanging off to the side, sweating a lot, and women fleeing.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
could have been me.
Could have been you. Adam, growing up, I thought it'd be great to have lunch with Herb Carneal, Al Shaver, Ray Christensen, and Steve Cannon. Hear their stories. Today, I would enjoy Corey Provis, Kevin Harlan, Tom Reed, Lou Nanny. Who would Adam like to have lunch with? So let's go someone in town you don't know in the media.
Someone in town in the media who I don't know who I'd like to sit down and break bread with.
How about all 447 meteorologists at Care 11?
Yes.
Honestly, I told
Ren Claire, right? Ren.
Add her to the list. I text Ren. I said, I'm applying to. Why not?
Yeah.
You know, they have so many.
Can I circle back to that one?
You can. Yeah. We'll pause. Adam will think about it. Let's get more text. 651-461-9226. Aquarius. I saw a story in the paper today about the legitimate concerns we still have in this state, let's be honest, it's across the country, with the quality of our water. And you know certain cities and areas are better than others, but you don't know the specifics of it. I don't worry about that, and I haven't worried about that since the early to mid-90s because I've worked with Aquarius Home Services. And the great water I have with their fantastic drinking water system that gets better and better. I also sign up for the plan so they come out on a regular basis and clean it, upgrade it, and make sure it's up to speed. We all should be drinking more water. Everybody in our family should be drinking more water. Have AquariusHomeServices.com. Have them come out for a free water analysis. How about your water softener? Do you know about your water softener? Do you have a water softener? Are you worried about your clothes? Are you worried about the shower? Are you worried about what it's doing to your skin or the other products in your house? Aquarius can help you out that way. Kinetico is a great way to go. I trust them at my home. You should also. Aquarius, check them out today.
Okay, you... This guy in here listening to his voicemails out loud.
Making calls on the speakerphone, voicemails.
You're that guy.
Well, first of all, I bought my ex-wife a facial for Mother's Day.
Great.
And the place says, where is she? So I call. I was a bit concerned. I thought two of my close friends also might be concerned.
And we're not that close.
We're not that close and not that concerned, I also found out. And then also, I get a call. I figured it'd just be a yuck it up and something at the new place. Maybe I got issues already.
Hi, Chad. Your Lamborghini is ready. Oh, huh? Is that out loud? I'm sorry.
I thought that was a spam call. Got,
so Bill Bundy was a part-time news guy here for a long time, but he somehow knew Red McCombs, and he would call Red McCombs.
On
or
speaker.
No, he would call his dealership. And he would turn up the speaker. Red McCombs. Hi, is Red there? It's Bill. Oh, hi, Bill. And then he'd turn it down just so we knew that he was calling Red McCombs.
That seems like the type of move where you're in Vegas. Do they still page people in Vegas? They probably don't anymore. You remember years and years ago they paid.
Adam Carter to the Baccarat table. Yeah. Adam Carter to the Baccarat table.
And like when we were going there in college illegally.
Jason Top, collect your winnings, Jason Top, you know.
Now
we do fake names, you know. Huge ass, come back up to the front.
That's beneath. We don't What's do happened? That type CCO. Of stuff
right.
on WCCO. Do you have your answer?
I could not.
Or did I throw you off?
You kind of threw me off. I was trying to think.
You can't think. Let's just resolve it. He doesn't want to spend any time with any other member of the media.
Either
That's what
he
you've
knows,
just said.
He knows everyone, or he's better than everyone. What is it?
That's it. They're beneath you.
No, I think I'm beneath
Corey
them.
Provis, get out of here.
Well, kind of.
Tom Bernard, don't even think about it.
Tom?
Dan Cole, get out of here. Ren
How
Claire.
How about Dave Ryan?
Dave Ryan?
I've never met Dave Ryan.
Very nice man.
Yeah, I've always heard great things about Dave Ryan.
He is a good guy.
Yeah.
Good. How about the gig? Can you look up when Dave Ryan started? What's our guess? Dave Ryan having a successful morning show. I think Dave's a few years older than me. I think he's maybe 63, 64. Hell of a run.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? I mean, everybody was overshadowed by Bernard's. Bernard's run will never be topped in this station. He in this town. By miles, the most successful host, if you just look ratings and domination. But Dave Ryan, all that time, still was having a lot of success.
Yeah. And the reason I say Dave, I've never run across him. Other people, it's not like I consider them friends, but I've actually met a few people. But
Dave's looking it up. Adam, as a male, at what age must I stop wearing cargo shorts? Am I then required to wear pants with pleats?
No. Although I do see pleats are coming back into style a little bit.
I don't mind pleats. No. Okay, Adam. Who's the hottest weather gal in town? I'm reading all your text here. I'm a text reader.
I don't know enough. I honestly, I I rarely
remember when this segment, Dave, was called Ask Adam Anything.
You can ask. Doesn't mean the answer.
Ask Adam Anything. Maybe he'll answer one out of every seven.
Chicago Windler.
Let's see. Adam, would you rather go fishing on the Mississippi with Marianne from Gilligan's Island or play golf with Chad?
Not close.
Of course, it's play golf with me. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Dave Ryan started at KD in June of 93.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Doesn't say he probably wasn't. I'm sure he wasn't hosting the morning show in 93, was he?
It was the Dave Ryan in the morning show. Began on KDWB
in 93.
Yeah. He was hosting his own morning show in Vegas at age 21 in 1986.
Spectacular.
It's pretty good.
Phenomenal. Adam, have you ever thought about doing an outdoor segment on WCCO? Noon to 2 on Tuesdays might be a good time. We could leave for a while.
If I don't have to produce it, I'm good with that.
Yeah, I mean, once Common was once told when he no longer wanted to be the producer for our show, and they gave him this, I mean, since we're talking various radio personalities, the fan gave him 1 to 3, produce us, and then 6 to 7. So then when he finally says, enough's enough, I'm done with these two guys, they keep the 6 to 7. And I forget which brain wizard said, just go hit balls or something from 3 to 6. Because there was no doing the show at home at that point.
Right.
So two is show 1 to 3. Dan and I then do our show. And then Common is supposed to be just loitering around the station. Radio executives.
Yep.
Pretty good. How does a person know, Adam? I'm reading all texts. When they've achieved celebrity status.
When you are recognized at a Taco Bell drive-thru.
What would Adam choose as his Pope name?
Innocent.
Pretty sure Pope Fish was already taken, sadly, the texter says. Innocent.
Pope Innocent.
Okay. Adam, what concerts do you plan on hitting this summer? Mm. And when you visit, when you go somewhere, you say, I'm going to hit that. Because the texter said, what concerts do you plan on hitting?
Yeah, right.
So I'm just asking you, do you use that vernacular also?
I hit a show. I have none planned right now. Farm Aid looks good, though.
Adam, how much longer will Chad talk about Biden's incompetence? I thought I was safe and just started listening to him again.
Jeez, unbelievable.
Yeah. Can't imagine why. Joe Biden's doing the circuit right now, and their major book coming out next week on Joe Biden. Can't imagine why I would talk about that. Adam, is it okay for a 29-year-old man to date a 49-year-old woman?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. Why not?
How about Belichick?
Love is love.
73 to 24. Love is love?
Yeah.
Adam, what is the worst fish you've ever caught, yet you still ate it?
Oh. That's a good question. Probably. Well, I know people like frown upon keeping largemouth bass and eating bass, but I've caught in some largemouth in the winter through the ice that we've kept and ate.
Yeah. Not bad?
No, not at all.
Yeah. What's the best fish you've ever ate?
I mean, fresh walleye, like right out of the lake, is pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Last thing. Now, we don't even have time. Somebody's going to ask about the new Ray Sehorn show that's coming out soon. Very excited. I haven't seen any previews yet. Should I stop talking right now or go
you
to 50?
Should.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll stop.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.